The readings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. God is the world. The mind goes on creating dualisms. It says, God is the one who created the world. Then the world is separate, and God is separate. God is not separate. He cannot be separate from his world. If he is separate, the world cannot exist for a single moment without him. He is the very life of life. So don't imagine God as a painter who paints on a canvas, and then the canvas is separate and God is separate. The painter can die, but the painting can continue. In the East, we have never thought of God as a painter. We have thought of God as a dancer. The dance cannot be separated from the dancer. In India, we call God Nataraj, the God of dancers. That is the Eastern concept about God, a non-dual concept. When the dancer stops, the dancing stops. You cannot separate the dancing from the dancer. And dancing comes to a culmination, to a crescendo, when the dancer is completely lost in it, when there is neither a dancer nor a dancing. Both are one, one movement of sheer energy and delight. Dancing remains the supreme art, and that is the first art that was born, and that will remain the last art also. Because dancing has some quality in it of life itself. God is a dancer. He is not a creator in the sense of a painter. He is a creator in the sense of a dancer. Let me say it in another way. God is not a creator, but creativity, a dynamic energy. The moment you say creator, he is dead. The very word creator has a full stop in it. Creativity with an open end, tremendously moving and moving and reaching to higher and higher peaks. The animals are a dance of God. The trees are also a dance of God. Humanity is also a dance of God, reaching higher and higher. God is moving faster and faster, more mad, more fast, getting dissolved into his dance. A Buddha or a Jesus is the ultimate of his dance, where the dancer is so completely drunk and mad that he has become the dance. That's why I say that if you live life in its dynamism, you will come closer to God, because he is still dancing. Don't say that he created the world. He is still creating. Otherwise, how do the trees go on growing? How do the flowers go on blooming? Every moment the world is being renewed. Every morning, fresh life is released. No, the Christian God is false. The God who created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh? It doesn't seem true. A holiday for a god will be a death. Just think of it. A holiday for a god will be a death to his creation. The dancer cannot go for a holiday, otherwise the dance will disappear. And the very idea that God got tired is stupid. He is still creating. He is nothing but creativity. Don't think in terms of things. Think in terms of energy. The wild energy, the wild ocean. God is a wild ocean of energy. Goes on and on, waves upon waves, non-ending. There has never been a beginning. The very idea of a beginning is of the mind. How can the world begin? The world is an ongoing process. God is creativity. He is the creator and the created. He is the same energy which becomes a rock, becomes a tree, becomes a man. The same energy which becomes a sinner and a saint. The same energy which weeps and cries and laughs. The same energy which becomes the day and the night, life and death, summer and winter, non-dual. Existence is God called through love, provoked through love. The moment you become capable of prayer, existence becomes God. The moment you become capable of deep love, life becomes God. It is a transfiguration of the same energy. So God is not something which exists there like an object. If I have experienced him, I cannot show him to you. Unless you provoke him, unless you come to terms with him, unless you kneel down in prayer, unless you call him, you cannot know him. And the dilemma is that first you want to be perfectly certain whether he is, then you can pray. And only through prayer he is. Only through trust he is. If you choose that first you need certainty, then you will never be able to know what God is. It is only for gamblers to know God, who are not worried about certainty, who are ready to move in danger, who are ready to move in insecurity, who are ready to move into the unknown, who are ready to leave the comfortable past, the convenient past, who are like small children, always wondering, always wondering. God is only for those who are courageous. It is the greatest courage there is, because it is the most difficult thing, almost impossible for the mind to do. First comes trust, and then arises God. You create God through your trust. Here you open the eyes of trust, and suddenly life takes a change, is transformed, it becomes godly. It becomes divine. God is your subjectivity, your innermost rest, coming at home. God has nothing to do with theology. It has something to do with the way you live your life, whether you live through the mind or you live through the heart. If you live through the heart, forget all about God. He will take care himself. He will come. He will knock at your heart. Sooner or later, you will hear the footsteps coming closer and closer. Your very heartbeats will become the footsteps, the sound of his footsteps. Your very breathing will be his coming in and his going out.